Jesus saves. How?
The Bible's answer. Jesus saved faithful humans when he gave his life as a ransom sacrifice. Thus, the Bible calls Jesus the Savior of the world. 1 John 4:14. It also states, "There is no salvation in anyone else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must get saved." Acts 4:12. Jesus tasted death for everyone who exercises faith in him. Hebrews 2:9. Thereafter, God raised him up from the dead, and Jesus returned to heaven as a spirit creature. Acts 3:15. There, Jesus is able to save completely those who are approaching God through him, because he is always alive to plead for them. Hebrews 7:25. Why do we need Jesus to plead for us? We are all sinners. Sin puts a barrier between us and God, and it leads to death. But Jesus serves as an advocate for those who exercise faith in his ransom sacrifice. 1 John 2:1, footnote. He pleads in their behalf, asking God to hear their prayers and grant forgiveness of their sins on the basis of Jesus' sacrificial death. God acts on such pleas made by Jesus because they are in harmony with his will. God sent Jesus to the earth for the world to be saved through him. John 3:17. Is belief in Jesus all that we need to be saved? No. Although we must believe in Jesus to gain salvation, more is required. The Bible says, "Just as the body without spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead." James 2:26. To be saved, we must learn about Jesus and his Father, Jehovah. Build faith in them. Demonstrate our faith by obeying their commands. Jesus taught that not everyone who called him Lord would be saved, but only those doing the will of his Father who is in the heavens. Matthew 7:21. Continue to demonstrate our faith despite hardships. Jesus made that clear when he said, "The one who has endured to the end will be saved." Matthew 24:13.